Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Samach Gimel 63. Shelo lahonos hager bidvarim. Not to take advantage, not to make fun of, not to insult a ger, a convert, bidvarim with words. Tomorrow we'll have the connecting iser of not to take advantage of him financially, monetarily. But this is two separate isurin. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, the next pasuk that we're up to, v'ger lo sone v'lo silchatzenu. Chazal understand that to mean two separate losases. Today's losone, ona'a or hona'a, different ways of saying it, but not making fun of taking advantage of gerim. Says the chinuch, shenimnau milahonos hager afilu bedvarim. We are warned not to make fun of a ger. V'hu echa min ha'umoshen is gayer. We're talking about someone from one of the other nations who converted. V'nichnas bidatenu, and he became part of our religion. Yeah, we are not a missionizing nation. We do not go out and try to seek converts. And even if someone comes, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Yeridea, we try to convince them not to come. It's not really such a great nation. Do you want to be persecuted? Do you want to have so many mitzvahs? And if they keep coming. So eventually we teach them little by little, and there is a institution called Gerus. But there are a number of mitzvos specifically connected to them. One of them is this Aveira. And that is, we're not allowed to take advantage or make fun of them. Even with just words. Shenemar v'ger lo sone. V'af alpi sha'anu mizharen bazeh b'Yisrael. Even though there's already a separate lo sase by a Jew. If you look in Parshas Bahar, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, the Sefer HaChinuch there counts the same exact Isser, but by a fellow Jew. Shelo lahonos echad miYisrael b'dvarim. Klomar, shelo normar liYisrael, dvarim sheyach ivuhu, v'yitza'aruhu, v'ein b'koach le'yazabahem. Just making fun of somebody. That's a Jew, but if you do it to a ger, you get two averes. We'll see even more than two averes. Maybe even three. But two averes, making fun of a fellow Jew, and making fun of a ger. Somebody told me this morning, one of the other rabbeim here, that he heard a tape from Rav Pam. Rav Pam was once giving a shiur. Rav Pam says, in this generation, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot that has been done for Lashon Hara. Shmiras HaLashon campaigns, Chavetz Chaim Foundation. But he says the one major avera he thinks that we have not done enough for is Ona'a. Onaz dvarim, insulting, making fun, that type of machlokes and pirid. Ah, you used to be, right, oh, I remember you. Right, so that is all the isser of onah. And the Sefer HaChinuch there says, you got to do these two mitzvahs together. V'roi li zar shafilu beremez dvarav, lo yinish machirif lebnei adam. Even hints, sometimes with body language, we could violate this isser. Doesn't have to even have to be with what we say. Somebody could walk into the room, and we don't give them a time of day. We don't treat them properly. So that also is included in the Isser of Ona'as Dvarim. Ki Atori Hekpita Harbe Bonas Dvarim Lafishu Davar Kashem Ma'od Lalev Habrios V'Har Bnei Bnei Adam Yakpidu Alein Yosem Ben Amamen. People are get more insulted, more hurt when they're insulted with words than if they just lose some money. Right? That is the what the Gemara that we're going to see in a minute. The Gemara says, G'dol anos dvarmi anos mamun. Today's Aveira is even more pernicious than and hurtful than tomorrow's Aveira, because anos dvarim really goes to the core of the person. So that's in general, there's an Isra of anos dvarim, taking advantage and insulting people with words. But today's mitzvah, Sama Gimel, is a separate Isra of taking advantage of a ger. There are two points to note why this is here in Parshas Mishpatim. All of Mishpatim is many, many different mitzvahs. We had series already last week, but now we get to a new mitzvah every day. So the Mefarshim wonder what exactly is the connection between the various mitzvahs. So there's one, the Torah Shlemer of Kasher quotes a Medrash in O Shin Samach Vav, where he says, how is this connected to the previous pasuk immediately? Which wasn't a separate mitzvah, but we did allude to it yesterday. It says, Zoveach l'Elohim Yacharam, Avodah Zara. You said yesterday. So, Mipnei ma nismach parshas hager l'Avodah Zara, l'ulamedcha shekol ha'ma'aneh hager ki'ilu oved Avodah Zara. If you make fun of a ger, you're doing Avodah Zara. Why? What's the connection? Shem yomer l'cha, because you know what you're going to tell him? Kama basar chazer bebitnach. You still have those cheeseburgers in your stomach. They digest yet? Right? You start making fun of him. Kama neshikos yishtacha b'Avodah Zara. How many times you kiss the idol over there? Right, you start making fun of him. V'hager sar shelo rav shemayach avodah zara shelo. We'll see. He'll say, "This is how Jews act." He's going to throw it all away, and he's going to end up going back to avodah zara. And you know what? Once somebody's a Jew, they can't relinquish it. And then it's going to be over to avodah zara. So my insulting him and making him feel bad, ki'ilu ata avatol avodah zara ata hagoreim l'fichach lismachapar shesakel avodah zara. That's Rav Kasher quotes that in Os Shin Samach Vav. The Meshech Chachma as well deals with the connection between the previous discussions and this one, and that is he connects it to yesterday's mitzvah, Mechashefa Lo Sechaya, the Isser of witches. Says the Meshech Chachma right here. He says it's obvious that it doesn't make sense to make fun of a guy regarding something that he was not mitzuvah in. Like to say to him, you don't wear tefillin for 10 years. It doesn't make sense. He wasn't shayach. He wasn't mitzuvah in wearing tefillin. So that, for sure, obviously, is included, and people shouldn't do that. But Dvarim Shlomit Stava Leim, Ba'odo Goy, Vade Lo Yitachein Lebal Seichel Leganoso. You're going to make fun of him. Kamoshel Yiguna Adam Bechri Yosef. Kizeh Omi Pulos Ateva, Lo Mi Bechiruso. Nothing to do with him. He was a guy. So you didn't have to do all these mitzvahs. You're going to make fun of him that he wasn't mitzuvah in this? That doesn't make sense. But V'na'avochi, just the opposite. He came to us after being not being born Jewish. Ki bazeh yugdal ma'alaso, as we've spoken about in the past, we'll quote it again for the Rambam. Asher hikir abori ladovka b'tarasu ba'amo, v'tzurmach zavaseinu yichis umarasenu avram. He came to be mistovi tachas kanfei ashchina. It's beautiful. But says the Meshech Chachma, you know what this Isser is including? Even in mitzvahs that he was commanded in already. Mechashefa lo sechaya. There might be little differences between Mechashefa for a Ben Noach, he quotes as Besayef, and Niskaya by a Jew is Beskila. Even those don't try to be mazkir, don't mention to him items which he should have done. Meaning then you would have thought, oh, he was mitzuvah in this anyway, so I'm just like giving him tochacha. No, no, no. Don't mention a thing, even regarding mitzvah that he was already mitzuvah in. That's right before. And what did we talk about? Bestiality. And what did it talk about? Mechashefa. Those are two Yisroel that applied even B'nai Noach or mitzuvah in them. Dafke after those says, don't take advantage of a ger. Don't take advantage even by mitzvahs that he was mitzuvah in. You got to be very careful. Why? Ki gerim ha'yisam eretz Mitzrayim. Because you were gerim, the end of the pasuk says. And therefore what? Remember the medrash we spoke about last week? We were of the Avodah Zarah there too. Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. We were both not doing well. So that's why the Meshech Chachma says that's a connection between today's mitzvah and the Isra of Mechashefa. So the Rav Kasher quotes the Medrash connecting it to Avodah Zarah, and the Meshech Chachma connects it to Mechashefa and Rivua with a behema. Okay, weiter. Says the Chinuch, V'kiva v'zeh, kiva chinuchas badatenu areiki Yisrael. Once a person converts, he's like a Jew, and we have to be very careful. Hosiv ha-kazavonu asarabo. There's a special Isser here, even though there's an Isser by Jews in general. V'kam nechbal asariz alav, dechsiv. And there are many times it says this, as we'll say again later. Lotonu oso pamacheres. Why? So here it is. Number one. Lofisha inyin ha-ona elav krova yoser mi Yisrael. Number one. It's more common that we are going to make fun of him because who's going to save him? Who's going to defend him? It's hard to make fun of somebody with a lot of friends. You're not going to go over to the most popular person in town and start making fun of him because everybody's going to defend him. But what kind of friends does this ger have? Doesn't have any relatives. Doesn't have so many friends. So number one, it's more common to do it. That's where the Torah has to emphasize it. Ki Yisrael yeshlo golem shetov en albono. Number one, va'od tamach erbo. And number two, why the Torah has to give a separate iser regarding the ger, sheyesh chashbo shelo yachzer lesuro mikasa bezyonos. As the Torah Shlema quoted before, because there's a great chashash, he's going to go off the derech. Go off the derech, go back to his previous derech, which he can't do anymore because now he's Jewish. But I'm going to cause that. So number one, it's more common. Number two, the ramifications are so much more possible and catastrophic. For Amru b'Sifra Shelo Tomerlo, and the Medr says we're not allowed to say to him. Emma Shayito Oved Avodah Zarah V'Yachshav Nechlech L'Tachas Kav V'Yashchina. You know what you did yesterday? You expect to be like us? Come on. What have you done all your life? Right, that is mamish the isser of avonah. Sometimes we see somebody who has grown in their avodas Hashem, that has grown in their yirat shemayim, that has grown in spirituality, and we start like say, oh, remember when? Oh, you used to be. That's mamish the isser of avonah. Onah zvarim. We have to be very careful when that happens. We've mentioned in the past in Parsha Shirim and other contexts a very important letter that the Rambam wrote to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. I don't have it in front of me again, but we've quoted it in the past. I think we quoted it one year in Parshas Va'era a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir, where the Rambam is writing to a Muslim convert. The convert wrote the Rambam a letter. He says, everybody's screaming at me where I am. They're screaming that I used to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, and they're getting very upset at me. I don't understand this. Writes this whole letter, very sad letter. So the Rambam writes to him 2 points. The first half of the letter, the Rambam says, you were never Oved Avodah Zarah. Because I believe, says the Rambam, that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Only Christianity, not Islam. That's the Rambam Shita. Because Islam, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they just daven a couple more times than we do. With a couple of other differences also. But anyway, that's, number one, Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Number two, says the Rambam, and they're screaming at you. The Gemara says, Kala Kois Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. So, you were never Oved Avodah Zarah, and they're being Oved Avodah Zarah right now. So, that's what you go tell them. I mean, they're violating, oh no, they're screaming at you, and they're being Oved Avodah Zarah right now. It's the chap of the Rambam. But that's what this other is. We have to make sure that we don't remind people of their lowly past. Right? A very important issue. Weiter. Misharshiyah mitzvah. What's the source behind this mitzvah? Milvan mashachasavnu, we already spoke about Ashkafa. So the chinuch knows that. But he's like, okay, let me just add on. Kedei lakuf es yitzreinu la'olam, leval naaseh kol asher nimsa b'kocheinu lasos l'ra'a. We have to try to be kovishar yetzer. So it says in Pirkei Avos, ezu gibor kovish es yitzro. That's the ultimate gibor. Somebody who controls himself. Not somebody who lifts weights. That's strength. But a gibor in Yadus is somebody who could control themselves. Alkein his iratanu bazeha ish shehu beinenu b'li ozer v'somech, and therefore this person who has no help, he has no support. V'yish koach biyad kolechad ve'echan mimenu im oav avalav, and we have the power to help him. Levar navro alav is adera klal afilu b'dvaram kilu hu ke'echan mimenu. We have to be so careful and not just pass by him. We have to take extra special care to take care of him. Umitok adara ma'elan. If we do that and we control ourselves. He doesn't say the words, but he says the concept that is his famous concept. Nikne nefesh yikara, we will in that way acquire a beautiful soul, meaning we will improve and perfect our own neshamas. Umisul seles mu'uteres hamidos, crowned with beautiful midos, haru'uya l'kabalas hatov. That is ru'uya for Hashem to give tov to. In other words, put this on the list. The chinuch always says that we are influenced by what we do. So here too, Hashem emphasizes this, so we are influenced by how we are acting, and in that way, we perfect our neshamas. V'yushlam banu chifetz Hashem yisbarach shachavitz lehetev. And Hashem will give us what we want if we do exactly what He wants. Related to this is something that we discussed a couple of weeks ago in the issur of leaving over, not leaving over chametz, but staying in your house the night of Pesach. We spoke about the issue. You weren't allowed to leave your house the night of Pesach. You had to stay in the chabura. So why was that? We spoke about the issur in Parshas Bo. Why is it that one is not allowed to leave their houses on the Seder night? It was mitzvah tezvach. So host me b'sar Pesach chutzah. You can't take any of the b'sar Pesach outside. You have to stay inside. So we mentioned there an idea from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and we mentioned it from the Shemana Tov as well, that many times when you have a revolution, when you have new governments in different places, what they do is that they then subjugate. The subjugated then subjugate. I heard a great quote this week from Dr. David Pelkovitz, who spoke in our community. He says, hurt people hurt people. Many times, if somebody was hurt in their lives, the natural reaction is, I was hurt, so I'm going to hurt somebody else. Rahman al-Islam, if somebody is abused, right? That's what we find. Hurt people, hurt people. So, we mentioned there from Rav Aaron, that's the natural reaction when people get out of jail, when people get out of a shibud. So many times in history we find that people who are oppressed become the oppressors. So that's what we said. The Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everybody to stay in their houses. You're about to be freed. You've been oppressed, but I don't want you to be gloating over the Egyptians. You have to stay at home. You can't leave until I tell you it's time to leave. That's what we said then. So this is also the message, the Shemana Tov that we mentioned then, says it right here on this idea about taking advantage of a guy. Because we might say, hey, we were Gerim, so it's very easy for us to, we were Gerim in Mitzrayim, so we're going to make fun of people who come join us. The answer is not. Just the opposite. We have to be kovesh, like the chinuch says. Ki ger ma'yisav eretz Mitzrayim. What does the end of the pasuk mean? It might be easy for you, but that's why I'm giving you this aveira. I'm giving you, make sure we have to control ourselves. Ki ger ma'yisav eretz Mitzrayim, that we don't do it, because naturally hurt people hurt people. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, gives us this mitzvah to guide us and to make sure that we stay on the straight and the narrow. Good. Dini mitzvah. Some of the halachas, kagon, rov ha'as haro shehis hirunu zachronim levrachalav. There are many times that we are warned about this. V'ho di'unu lazirenu o bedavar shebe'esrim barba makomas hazira Torah lav. There's a question here. He says it's 24 times. The Gemara says 36. A couple of different sources. Many, many times, at least 25 times in the Torah we're warned, Ki gerim hayisam eretz Mitzrayim. Don't take advantage of the ger. Don't hurt the ger. Don't. Over and over and over again. For emphasis. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tesla Beis. The Gemara says, Hama'ane es hager over bishlosha lavin. If somebody takes advantage of a ger, he violates three lavin. Right? The isser of a Jew, the isser of a ger, and others. Vahalochso, we'll get to that tomorrow, over bishnayim. And then the Gemara says, Tanya, Blazer Agadol Omer, Mipnei Mahis Hira Torah Bilamid Vav Mikomos, Va'ami Labim Mem Vav Mikomos Beger. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way 36 times or 46 times to warn us about how to treat a convert? Mipnei Shasuro Ra, because he might go back very easily, like the Chinuch said. But that's the Gemara. Nun Tesla Beis, we have to be very careful how we treat any type of ger. Because we were there, and it's very, he's on very delicate water. Right? It says it many times. The Kasvu Gamkein, the Chinuch continues, L'chizuk ha-mitzvah, she-ba-oso, lashen, she-nitzavinu ba-avas ha-makom, nitzavinu ba-avas ha-ger. Fascinating, says the Chinuch, the same exact lashen that we have, v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha, v'ahavtem es ha-ger. Same exact phraseology, same exact formulation. To emphasize to us, take it seriously. This is something that has to be focused on. Very interesting that I never noticed this before, but that Gemara, the whole Gemara about Onah that we just mentioned, about the end of Nutesma Beis Ma Metzi is famous for a different reason. That's the sugya of Taner Shalachnoi. That's Lo Bashamayim Hi, Reb Lezer Nebi Yoshua, if I'm right, the tree will be uprooted, the water. So how did they get into Onah? So the Gemara, the end of the Gemara, which isn't as famous, the Gemara says that they put Reb Lezer in Chayrim, they put him in excommunication, and it says that Reb Lezer's wife never let him say Tachnun for the rest of his life. Some say it means she never let him say Tachnun without a hefsek. Because Tachnun, the Iker Tachnun, one is not supposed to talk between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnun. It's supposed to be a hemshech, and that's the power of Tachnun. But she didn't let him do it because she knew that if he would daven, then bad things might happen to the other rabbis. So she always prevented him from saying Tachnun properly. Until one day, two girsos. Either an ani came to the door exactly at the time that he was finishing Shmoneh Esrei, or it was Rosh Chodesh. And she thought it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so there was no Tachnun. He was going to go to Hallel. But she messed up. It was only a one-day Rosh Chodesh, and he went to say Tachnun. So either way, one of those stories happened, and he ended up saying Tachnun. She walks into the room right after he finishes Tachnun, and she says, Katzles la'achi, you have killed my brother. She was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. She says, you've killed my brother. He's like, how do you know I killed my brother? I killed him. All of a sudden, a messenger comes and says, Rabbi Gamliel died. So she says, how did you know? So she says, I have a misora that kol hasha'arim ninalu chutz mishare ona'a. All the gates of heaven are closed except for the gates of ona'a, taking advantage with words, ona'a's dvarim. That's the end of the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara goes into Onah's Dvarim right after that. The Kasha is, who violated Onah here? The other rabbis violated Onah, so she knew that, it wasn't closed? Very difficult. The Pasha of the Gemara is that the rabbis acted properly. So one has to say, the Mefarshim say, one has to say either they went a little overboard, Rabbi Gamliel might have gone overboard, or I heard this chamber by Mordechai Willig, that even by Onah, whenever there's any machlokas, even if somebody is perfectly right, if somebody is pained because of me, it's my problem. Even if I'm in the right, even if I did exactly the right thing, the Rabbanan here, Lo Bashamayim, they paskin, they had to put him into Chayrim. That was Halacha. He was stepping behind his bounds. But if there's a fellow Jew that's in pain because of me, that's when I have to try to do what I can to get him out of the pain. Right? That's the message of this Gemara. What do you mean Onah? Yeah, it was Onah, even by the basis of the other Rabbanan. Okay, but that is a important point at the end of Bamatziah Daflin Tes, the end of the sugya of Tarner Shalachnoi. Finishing up, the Chinuch says, V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim nekevis, it applies to men and women, always, v'over olah ubizu, if somebody violates this, they violate the Isser, no malchus, because ein bo maisa. Important point in the Rambam. The Rambam, we mentioned this in other contexts, in Shoresh Tishii, in the ninth Shoresh, beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his 14 Shoreshim. Number 9, the Rambam says, we have four categories of mitzvos. Very important Rambam. Four categories of mitzvos. Number 1, we have mitzvos of deos. Deos, what does that mean? Beliefs. Shetzivanu lahamina yichud. Va'avas hakel. Avas Hashem. And emuna b'Hashem. And yiras Hashem. And napoli yigan avodah zara. That's all category 1. Beliefs. Number two, tzivanu bipu'ula mena pu'ulos, actions. Lahakriv karbanas, binos mikdash, not to give karbanas to anybody else. Category two. Category three, the Rambam calls midos. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, not taking nekama, not netira, drishas adam, different types of midos. Midos toas and midos rose. Fourth category, dibur. Vidui, tfila, according to the Rambam. Right, four categories of mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, listen well. Even if there's a mitzvah or an avera that's said many, many times in the Torah, if it's the same mitzvah, don't count it twice. Four categories of mitzvahs. If it's the same mitzvah written twice, that's just for emphasis, but it doesn't mean it should be counted twice. For example, taking advantage of a ger. Says the Rambam, Vaharaya Amasha Amarnu. I'm sorry, where is it? Here it is. Aval ukshahaya zekein. Hine ein ra'ui gamkei shenimna onos ager shalosh mitzvos. L'hakeif al asara. Even though you're going to get three averis, you don't count that as three of the 613. As the Gemara says, b'metzia manas ager ova b'shalosh alavin v'alokso b'shalosh alavin. Aval heim shtei mitzvos lo sonu as today's mitzvah and lo sochasenu tomorrow's mitzvah. V'zeh mevuar. Because the Gemara says, 36 times it says it in the Torah. Ha'efshar, is it possible that anybody would say, la'echad sheyomer gamkein shezeh shloshim v'sheish mitzvos? Michlal taryag? Nobody will say such a thing. So you prove from this extreme case where it says it 36 times or 46 times to all cases. Sometimes if you have three or four Isurim mentioned, so then you're only going to count it once, not count it more than that. So that's the Rambam gives this mitzvah, this Avera, as an example. One does Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch knows Dalet talks about that this special Isur only applies to a complete Ger. A full ger. The dafka l'nir l'ani is daiti, the dafka ger gomor, who's harnu ala balav and elu. Only by a ger gomor. Aval eved kenani, and eved kenani we know is a partial convert, right? He's chayvim, it's just like a woman. So eved kenani, aften is kadesh, v'nichnas l'dat, even if he goes to the mikvah, and he's partially in, eino chayiv b'chal mitzvos kamo ger v'lo nikra ger. He's not called ger in the Torah. So if you make fun of eved kenani, so maybe it won't be in this iser. Maybe he'll be considered a Jew, ironically, partially, but he won't be called a ger, and therefore, he is not included in this iser. Okay, I'll stop here. Tomorrow will be the connected mitzvah, and that is not taking advantage of him financially, not just with words.